School, parents, teachers and learners at Karangi Primary School in Imbiri South Constituency, Embu, have protested over dilapidated classes that are an eyesore and health hazard to learners. They said save for two classes for pre-primary 1 and 2 constructed by the county government, the rest are mud classrooms that deny pupils a conducive learning environment. A grade 6 learner said there is always a looming danger of classes collapsing on them during the rainy season as the walls are dampened by water while they also freeze during cold seasons. She said toilets are also in a deplorable state without doors, thus denying them privacy needed when answering calls of nature. I feel embarrassed to relieve myself in a toilet that does not offer privacy and dignity, she said while calling on authorities and well-wishers to remedy the situation. A parent, Mary Matindi, and a cook in the school said children regularly complain over respiratory complications as a result of dust pollution, especially during the dry season. She said the school does not have its own water source and learners are forced to carry drinking water from home as well as some for use in school such as cooking. State of dilapidated Karangi Primary School in Imbiri South Constituency, Embu. Teacher Josephat Matua said they also have a fair share of problems as they do not have a good staff room to enable them refresh, re-energize and prepare for classwork. We do not have tables or enough seats in the staff room and the room also becomes hot and stuffy during hot weather, Matua said. He said there is also inadequate teaching and learning materials like books, pens and chalks and called for support from well-wishers to uplift the standard of the school. County Chief Officer in charge of ECDE Pitsinguru said they have been able to put up two permanent structures for PP1 and 2 learners that fall under their mandate. He called on other well-wishers to assist uplift the standard of other classes as locals called on area MP Nabat Mariuki to prioritize the school while allocating NGCDF funds.